Welcome in to the Lent Slowdown here on December 4th, 2019. I am Zion Brown, joined by Ben Davis, Lady Giants head basketball coach. Joe Lentz, how are you doing today, coach?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good myself. So last week, the Giants, they beat Lafayette Jeff and were able to get back to 500 on the season. But now your team has lost two straight. So what's been the issue with the Lady Giants?
Our issue has been that we haven't been very smart on the floor. We've got caught up in a running game at Lawrence Central, a game that we just made so many silly mistakes. One important statistic is that they wanted to up-tempo. We normally want to up-tempo, but we got going so fast that we made a whole bunch of mistakes. We had 22 turnovers, which is way too many. But in those 22 turnovers, Lawrence Central only had six steals, which means right. That it wasn't really their defense that was creating them. It was us just running around, kicking the ball out of bounds, throwing bad passes away, and just getting caught up in bad shot selection and things like that. They also took advantage of us defensively. Our kids just didn't want to get in front of their people that wanted to drive all the time. And we've been working on that, but it happened to us again last night. And we committed 21 turnovers last night. And so many of them of the unforced variety. We're just kind of in a slump right now, both defensively and offensively.
And you lost to Lawrence Central last Saturday, but that's a team you'll get another crack out next Tuesday in the Marion County Tournament. So what needs to be better next week? What do you have to improve on to try to beat them next week?
We need to take much better care of the basketball, but probably more than anything, we need to defend a whole lot better. Just get in front of their people when they drive. And people just put their head down and drive to the basket, and we just tend to get out of the way. And that's just not the way to play defense. It's not the way we've played it around here for years. And somehow we're going to have to get our kids to, you know, step up and do that.
Last night, the Giants weren't able to just take the momentum and take the lead fully from Cathedral. So how come BD couldn't get over that hump last night against the Irish?
We in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter, every time we made a run, our defense let us down somehow. We missed an assignment, couldn't find who we were guarding, gave up a rebound, an offensive rebound, didn't close out on a shooter. They hit two threes in the fourth quarter that were killers for us. We just didn't do a very effective job defensively.
What has made BD so ineffective defensively this last week or so?
Kind of the same thing that has made us not as effective as we want to be all season long. We do not defend the drive very well. And right now, no matter how much we've talked about it, no matter how much we've drilled it, they just don't seem to understand that you have to stop people from driving, that physical play is not a sin, that we need to really get after it all the time and get down in stance. And help each other out defensively as well. Somebody gets beat, and everybody else kind of stands and watches them go. And it's like, well, it was her girl. I said, yeah, but the idea is to stop the basketball. We're supposed to, as a team, stop them from scoring, and we just don't quite seem to have that mentality yet.
So how do you work towards getting that mentality and that sort of just ability to try to stop the ball more?
Well, we're going to watch some video today. We're going to talk about it, which we've done before, but this might be more of a heart-to-heart type of meeting with the team, and we're going to go out and try to execute it. And quite honestly, if the people that we've have on the floor aren't getting the job done, we're going to put some different people on the floor.
You play Lawrence North on Friday, and they're considered by many to be the best squad in the state. So how do you defensively, how do you try to plan to stop them?
We're going to try to get a whole lot better.
Yeah, and what we'll go into that stopping to stop the Wildcats.
They live on the three-point shot, but they also live on dribble penetration. Last year in the regional championship game, when we got beat by them, they basically were able to penetrate and kick out for threes, and they hit I don't know the number anymore, but they hit several threes because they drive. We would help. We were better off at helping and stopping the drive to the rim, but then they'd kick out and somebody'd nail a three. They still do that. Teams that can stop their penetration, they'll nail threes. They also are a very high-pressure defensive team in the half court. They trap and they create a lot of turnovers, and they get runs from that.
And what overall do you feel needs to happen for the Giants to beat Ellen?
We're going to have to play much better defensively, and we're going to have to take good care of the basketball.
All right. Thank you. Good luck against the Wildcats.
Thank you.